From National Public Radio, I'm Steve Kerwood with Earth Day Plus 25, a checkup on the planet. A special series on the issues and problems facing the environment 25 years after the world marked the first Earth Day. Today, a look at visions and visionaries for a livable planet, from India's miracle farmer to a dream village in the Colombian plains. But first, some examples of how to forge a more livable world in the biggest cities on Earth. Megacities like Mexico, Tokyo, New York, and Sao Paulo are modern engines of industrial development and economic growth. Yet they represent the potential for environmental problems on a scale never before imagined. In the developing world, giant modern cities are surrounded by misery belts, dirty and dangerously polluted, with outbreaks of cholera and other diseases, and high levels of infant mortality and illiteracy. But there's a place in southern Brazil called Curitiba that many say could provide an example of how to make cities more livable. With just over 1.5 million residents, Curitiba is far from a megacity, but many urban experts say its environmental programs could help large cities deal with garbage, pollution, and congestion. The man largely responsible for Curitiba's environmental success is the city's three-time mayor, Jaime Lerner, who is known internationally for his green urban design. Recently, reporter Cecilia Weissman visited Curitiba and prepared this story.
For Paul Peter Constantinides, an architect and city planner, coming to Curitiba is like a pilgrimage.
Na nossa região, é a única cidade.
It is the only city in my region that has an urban design that is correct. It prioritizes the quality of life, which is the most important thing.
O que é o mais importante, a qualidade de vida.
It's the morning of the first day of a workshop for city officials at the Jaime Lerner Institute, Curitiba's urban planning think tank, and Constantinides and a dozen other mayors, vice mayors, and city officials from Brazil and Mexico are touring the city. Constantinides works in Jacarí, a small city about 200 miles from here. He says Jacarí is growing fast, it's polluted, and the city's roads are a mess. Here in Curitiba, Constantinides stares out the window, marveling at the sights. Every few blocks, there's a park. The city's downtown is laced with pedestrian promenades. No trash clogs the gutters, no stains from smog on the 17th century architecture. And everywhere, traffic flows smoothly.
When you do urban planning, sometimes you favor the car or public transportation. But here, everything is balanced. Everybody wins. The pedestrian, the driver of the car, and the user of the bus. And also, the landscape is beautiful.
The first stop is Curitiba's University of the Environment. Set up by the city government, the university provides free classes to citizens on everything from botany to recycling. A walkway made of rough boards winds across a marsh and through dense forest. It leads to a clearing surrounded by walls of sheer stone. Black-necked swans glide across a pond, and classical music is piped in over a loudspeaker. Until a few years ago, this was an abandoned quarry. When Curitiba's three-time mayor, Jaime Lerner, saw the space, he had a flash of inspiration, sketched out a rough design for a small building made of recycled materials, and a couple of months later, the university was completed. It's low-tech and low-cost ideas like this that the city officials have come here to see.
Muito, mas muito lindo mesmo. E quem teve a ideia, né, de fazer isso foi um...
This is very beautiful. Whoever had the idea of doing this is brilliant.
Manuel Tomé is a top official in a city that's the capital of stainless steel production in Brazil. He says that smelters have polluted his city and left large tracts of vacant land. He came to Curitiba desperate for solutions.
I'm going to do anything. Find anything, an inspiration, a quarry, a pile of rocks, whatever, to see if I could do something similar to this. I came to see what works and see which ideas I can steal.
Naturalmente.
The
At the next stop, the officials file into an auditorium, and the man they're all eager to meet strides to the podium of the institute which bears his name. I have the honor of receiving you here, Jaime Lerner tells them, at a time when cities can play a decisive role in the future of our country.
Exercer papel muito importante na mudança do nosso país.
The son of Polish-Jewish immigrants, Lerner is an architect and urban planner. For most of the last 25 years, he's been mayor of Curitiba and masterminded the city's environmental urban design. Legally, he can't become mayor again, but recently he was elected governor of the state of which Curitiba is the capital, and Lerner consistently tops public opinion polls as the most popular politician in Brazil. Admirers come from all over the world to listen to Lerner's gospel.
I'm sure that every city in the world in less than 1 year can improve in environmental issues. It's very important, the start of the process of change in the city. Don't be afraid to start, even if it's not so correct. But if you don't start, there's nothing to correct.
Back when Lerner first became mayor of Curitiba in 1971, Brazil was going through its economic miracle, and most Brazilian mayors embraced the idea that bigger is better. Brasilia, the country's capital, had recently been built from the ground up in only 5 years. São Paulo's industries boomed, and in a decade, the city's population grew by more than half. But Lerner believed that unrestrained growth would eventually choke cities and make them unlivable. So he hired a team of young architects and urban engineers to develop cheap and environmentally sustainable solutions to basic urban problems, like public transportation and garbage. They built special schools for street children and converted old buses into roving classrooms to provide job training in typing and hairdressing for people living in shanty towns. Lerner says it's crucial to start small and look for simple solutions.
There's a lot of people sellers of complexity. And sometimes it's not the question. It's not so complex. I think one of the secrets of Curitiba, we are not afraid of trying simple solutions.
Like Curitiba's reforestation program launched 15 years ago, the government provided saplings and the citizens rolled up their sleeves to plant them, 1.5 million trees. Now Curitiba has more green space per citizen than any other major city in Brazil.
When the people, they feel respected, there is that kind of a shared cause, the people with their city. And that means a lot.
After meeting with Lerner, the officials split up into small groups, a group of Mexican officials, and bus drivers from the city of León, Guanajuato, decide to check out Curitiba's transportation system.
Está muy mal.
The system in our city is very, very bad.
Rafael Fernandez Pérez works in the Office of Urban Affairs in the city of León.
Mucha de la gente de León no se sube a los camiones.
Hardly anybody gets on buses in León. No children, no pregnant women, no middle class or older people. The only people that use them are people who don't have any choice. Other people travel by cars, so the traffic jams are terrible. Here in Curitiba, they have 3 times more cars than us, but people don't use them very much.
The officials pull up to Curitiba's Transit Authority, where the manager of operations starts off his presentation with a videotape touting Curitiba's bus system. On the screen, sleek buses whiz through the city streets, carrying smiling passengers. The narrator explains that an efficient bus system can save money, reduce air and noise pollution, and improve the overall quality of life of a city.
Curitiba, ligerito, en la dirección del futuro.
When Jaime Lerner first became mayor, he was urged to build a subway, but decided instead that the more practical and cost-efficient solution was to improve the city's bus system with a network of express bus lanes linking downtown to outlying areas. Now, 1/3 of the city's residents have switched from cars to riding buses, and exhaust fumes have been reduced by 1/3. The system pays for itself. The government contracts out to private companies on a competitive basis. The city collects fares and in turn pays the bus companies by the number of miles they drive each day. On the other side of town, Ricardo Ontiveros, a sanitation commissioner from Mexico, is inspecting Curitiba's recycling program.
La basura es un problema.
Garbage is a huge problem. The only thing we do when we take it to a landfill, it's like the servant who sweeps the house and hides the garbage under the rug. There will come a day when garbage will suffocate us totally.
In Curitiba, a fleet of green trucks owned by a private company goes door to door to collect recyclable material. 70% of Curitiba's residents recycle, the result of a massive education campaign in schools and middle-class neighborhoods. And perhaps more importantly, the city also came up with an innovative program in poor neighborhoods, which gives out food and bus coupons in exchange for bags of recyclable glass, plastic, aluminum, and tin cans.
This program is ingenious because it solves several problems at once. The poor have an incentive to recycle, and at the same time, they're encouraged to use public transportation.
And at this facility, the recyclable material is separated by homeless people and recovering alcoholics who work in exchange for a small salary and room and board. In his city, Ontiveros says about 250 people live next to the dump and survive by combing through the trash and salvaging whatever they find. He says many of these people get seriously ill.
It's degrading to work in a dump. It's humiliating, and it shouldn't be.
No debe ser.
Ontiveros says he'd like to give the people back home jobs in a plant like this. At the end of the day, the officials head back to their hotel. Many of them are reeling with possibilities and trading ideas about the new programs they want to establish when they get home.
I'm excited, but frankly, I feel a little sadness too.
Luis Augusto Trojan, the secretary of urban development in a small town of a neighboring state, is unsure. He says he wonders if Curitiba's success can really be repeated elsewhere.
The main difference between my city and this city is a person like Jaime Lerner, a political figure with credibility. Curitiba is already so changed. People have become used to these things. It's irreversible. In my city, people are used to ugliness. People there don't want trees. They cut down the trees in the parks. They do things that are insane, nuts. So we have to start from the beginning, but without that visionary person, it's very difficult.
A man sitting nearby has similar concerns. Alexandre Pires Siriero, from the state of Rio de Janeiro, says that residents of Curitiba are very different than the people in his city.
Culturalmente, já começa pela parte cultural, entendeu? Aqui as pessoas estão preocupadas, estão sensibilizadas. É muito mais difícil você sensibilizar.
In my city, the culture is very different, and the climate is different. People go to the beach. They aren't disciplined. Here it's colder. People stay indoors and read books. They think more about things. I know it all depends on the education. If you start slowly educating people in grade school, who knows? Maybe in 10 years, my city could be better.
In fact, Curitiba is very different than most other cities in Brazil. Even before Jaime Lerner became mayor, Curitiba had a long history of civic responsibility and community participation. Curitiba's population, mostly of Polish and Italian ancestry, is more culturally homogenous than in other parts of Brazil. Curitiba has a strong middle class without the huge income disparities between rich and poor common throughout the country. And the city government has traditionally been free of corruption. Another key to Curitiba's success is the fact that Lerner and his team were in power for nearly a generation, providing consistent policies from one administration to the next. Jaime Lerner admits that all of those factors have helped Curitiba be successful. But he insists that officials anywhere can implement simple solutions that can quickly improve the quality of life for their city's residents. In turn, he says, city leaders will gain credibility and support for future projects.
Many mayors in big cities, they have always that kind of excuse. We cannot change because, it's a big problem. The scale of the problem is not an excuse for not trying to change. It has nothing to do with the possibility of change.
Several cities have already adopted some Curitiba-type solutions, like recycling and express buses. Lerner says these won't solve all their environmental problems, but it's an important beginning in a world where increasing numbers of people live in cities. I'm Cecilia Weissman reporting.